Okay, my name is Jerry Chenier. I used to work at Lockerbie Mine in Whitefish. I had 33 years at Lockerbie. I've seen some unusual things in my lifetime. I'm talking about UFOs. In 1981, I lived in Coppercliff here with my wife, and I've seen a UFO flying from north to south. When it stopped right over top of me, a small light shot across going east, and then the UFO moved on. It was like a mothership. It flew on course and then zigzagged about three times, and then just like it never broke the line, went on course until it hit the horizon. That's one instance. Another instance was in 1999. This flying object flew from going west to east. It got really, really bright. It was illumination. It was aluminum or illuminating. Pardon me. And flew close to the lines, hydro lines. And I actually got out with my girlfriend, and I waved at the UFO. It, to me, it looked like a shoe. That's all I can say about that. And then continued on the Highway 69. And never got faster or slower. It was one speed.
And it was about, what did you say, 50 feet from you?
50 feet. That's how far it was.
And real close to the power lines.
Yeah. Yeah. Then, about 12 o'clock at night in 95, I was walking my dog in Lively, and I seen a UFO. I thought it was a satellite. You know the satellites that fly across every once in a while?
Yeah.
But then it stopped in the sky and flipped around and took off. Amazing. And how fast it was going fast. And doing tricks like that, really amazing.
Like a spiral?
Yeah, it was a dish. Just like a dish. And then you could see how bright it was, and then it just, you know, you use your mind to throw your, what can I say? To throw my thoughts to them, and that's when he stopped in the middle of the air and flipped up. I've seen myself looking at a bright light in the sky, and it's moving like a helicopter at night. But then when you think of something like I see you with your mind, the light goes out. He didn't want to be seen. Am I crazy? Maybe. But I have no reason to tell a lie.
And you've had a lot of witnesses for some of your sightings.
I have. Yeah. I wouldn't say it if I didn't. It's amazing what you see out there. But the old fella from Lockerbie Mine, and everybody made fun of him, he told me, he said, that's all you got to do is look up. There are other beings out there. And I believe it.
Any more sightings?
That's all I have.
Oh, yeah?
I've seen other things. A ball of fire shooting from the clouds, coming down like this, get close to Earth, and then just about, just over the tree levels, and fly off.
Wow.
Just like a ball of fire. Now, I don't know how big it is, big enough that you could see it.
Or how far it was.
No, I was close to it. 100 feet away from it?
Wow.
Less?
Those are pretty close sightings. It doesn't happen every day that somebody can see something within 50 feet or 100 feet.
Yeah, exactly.
And what did that do to you? Like, how did that change you to see something that close? And were you afraid?
The old fellow wasn't crazy. He was real.
And he was right.
He was right. That's all you have to do is look up. And it's amazing what you'll see. You jogged my memory about a UFO. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning. I got up, I went to the washroom, and I went to the kitchen to get a drink of water. I looked out of my window, kitchen window, and there was something in the next yard. It had like a dome light, and it was like a bright light coming from the lamp. And as soon as they seen me, the light turned off and it moved away in the yard next to me. So I don't know what it was. I know I watched it take off but it was dark out, so I really didn't see where it went. I jumped in my car in my pajamas to look for it, and I didn't see it. But that's how close I was to it. Maybe 30 feet, 40 feet.
And this was when? Like what year approximately? Or
It was around 1997. I lived in Lively. It was on 9th Avenue in Lively. I owned my own home then. And that was it.
Wow.
There was one other one. It was like a bullet. It was small. Like, it was about, let's say about this round, up in the sky, just a small little,
spirit,
yeah. And, it was white and blue, and I was talking to my next door neighbor, and I looked up, and I said, "What the hell is that?" And it just zoomed by. Now, it was going from north to south, again, like, I don't know what it is with this north and south thing, but that's where it was going. Just a small little thing, like a, not very long, like a small spaceship.
It's always hard to tell distance at night, too, which sucks.
Well, this was during the day.
Oh, is it?
It was during the day.
Oh, shit.
It was about 5 o'clock at night.
Oh.
5 o'clock, and that's it. I was just amazed at what I seen. Didn't have any wings, no noise. It just like the old fella said, look up and you'll see lots. I was talking to my ex-wife's uncle. He was an electrician for the Canadian Armed Forces. I'm going back a few years ago, actually it was in 1981 when I talked to her uncle about UFOs. and he said, we're not really supposed to talk about this, but he said, you know, it's pretty amazing, eh? What's out there? So he didn't say there was, but he didn't say there wasn't. So I just wanted to let you say this about my wife's uncle.
And he worked where?
He worked for the Canadian Armed Forces in North Bay.